Good morning, good evening, wherever you are, across the world and the universe. Welcome to my Quantum Living Podcast, at the intersection of science and spirituality. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. An inquisitive soul on a lifetime mission to find out how life really works. This podcast is about bringing the spiritual, metaphysical, and esoteric concepts down to the practical level, so that we can learn and apply them in our daily life to make it a little easier and raise our consciousness to the next level. Whether you are listening to this show while driving or commuting, doing chores around the house, relaxing on a couch, or flying in a spaceship across the galaxy, I hope you'll enjoy today's episode. Okay, let's begin. Hello and welcome back to Quantum Living. Today's episode is a crash course on the process of manifesting what we want in our life. It is simple and easy to follow, with guaranteed results under the following conditions. The universe will always manifest what we want, with one exception. The exception is when what we want is not aligned with the non-negotiable parts of our destiny, which constitute only about 5-10% of our destiny blueprint. Everything else will manifest as we want, good, bad, or indifferent. Remember the job or a change in your situation you really wanted? Dreaming about it, talking about it, and putting out so much energy for weeks and months to manifest it against the odds, which you took as challenges to overcome rather than the warnings from your soul that can see the full picture of your life with all the consequences of your decisions. And then, once you finally got it, you wished you didn't. "This is what I want," you were shouting to the universe. "Okay, if that's what you want so much, here it is," said the universe. "Deal with it." Oh boy. The tricky part is that we don't know whether what we want to manifest falls into this exception category or not. Therefore, it makes sense to assume that it doesn't, and keep unwavered faith in our manifestation outcome. In most cases, doubt will immediately derail the manifestation process that has already begun in the quantum field. Occasionally, the process will continue regardless when it supports those non-negotiable experiences we have agreed to before this incarnation. Another important thing to remember is that the manifestation process on the physical plane has an inbuilt time lag that can often be misunderstood as that exception's category, meaning it ain't gonna happen. This time lag could be as little as few hours or days, or extending to weeks and months, and it serves three main objectives. It gives us a safety buffer while we are learning this process, wishing willy-nilly for things we don't really want to happen. When a silly or dangerous wish is quickly dropped and not reinforced as a strong desire in the quantum field, it simply falls off the manifestation conveyor belt, if you like. Secondly, it teaches us patience, faith, and persistence. We can keep asking, "Are we there yet?" but without any doubt that the universe will deliver. And thirdly, the timing may need to be aligned with other contributing factors over which we have no control, and in compliance with the laws of the 3D reality. For example, when you say, "I want to graduate from school already," and you still have 1 year to go, well, the time lag will be another 12 months. Or when you want to meet your ideal partner, your soulmate, and start a new relationship, your wish needs to be aligned with that person's destiny and timeline. With all this in mind, here is the quickest process, manifestation best practice if you like, to change your reality the way you want. Visualize your life with the desired change in it. Tune into the frequency of that reality. Sense it. Now come back to your current life and tune in to this frequency, this energy. Notice the difference between these two vibrations. Really feel it. Ask yourself, what is missing in my current life? What do I need to do to change, to remove or end, to raise its vibrations to that new level? You might get an image or hear a sound or get a sense of knowing what needs to change. Write it down. Now decide on the action plan to make those changes. It could be, I need to stop being angry and judgmental all the time. Okay, how can I do this? What strategies can I use to change these low-frequency emotions into positive ones until they become my new habit? This process, by the way, might have multiple layers. Just peel them off one by one, exploring what needs to change to get to each of those levels. Until you've got fully actionable steps, you can start taking right now. That's all for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would much appreciate if you could spare a moment and post a review on Apple Podcasts or on my website at quantumlivingpodcast.com, where you can also read the full show notes, guest info, reviews, and more. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode of Quantum Living. Until then, keep your vibrations high and be well.